Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Suzanne Toro, and I want to thank you for joining us tonight. It is a beautiful, still evening here on the west coast of Turtle Island, and tonight we're going to dive into imagination. Over the past four episodes, we have connected with aspects of self that can let us understand where we're at in life. And the reason we went on that journey, and if you're just jumping in here, that's fine too. You, if inspired, can go back and listen to the other segments, is if we can understand where we are in our inner work, in knowing ourselves, then we can understand how we're showing up for ourselves and for others in every moment. And then we begin to start witnessing and understanding that sometimes our experiences are based on past experiences or potentially future experiences, because we are living a radial existence. So just to recap how we got here, and then we'll dive into what imagination is and how it serves loving yourself and connecting with just your inner bliss and what that importance is. One, we started to identify codependencies in the beginning and why we might have those. And I just shared recently this week with someone that we all have codependencies on some level, especially as mentioned in the first episode, with telephone, cell phones, Facebook, Twitter, all those things we've become codependent on, almost a habitual practice to keep interacting with this device instead of reconnecting with our environment around us, our exterior and interior environment. So that was the reason for discovering that, so you can start witnessing and deciding how you want to reapproach some relationships with actual physical beings or things and objects and places and devices in your life. And then the next episode, we really talked about what's your value. Do you feel valued? And notice where you're valued in your life and where you feel non-valued. And that really impacts how you can attract abundance in your life, how you can have healthy relationships. So that works with that codependency. Once we kind of align those two and realize how we're maneuvering through our life, then we can start to shape-shift both of those subtly. This is just one of the most powerful things you can do for everyone that's in your life, is by doing this work. And the third episode, we talked about self-love, how important it is to actually love self, and the aspect of silence, how that reveals this ability to be in love with self. Until, in my humble opinion, we learn and remember, even if it's only for a moment, how to love ourselves, to truly feel content with who we are, then we realize we need absolutely nothing, which is really beautiful. And then you can show up much more full for your relationships with yourself and others. So that self-love is a key for all of us. And when you feel that, then there's no more insecurities, there's no more manipulation, there's confidence. You can maneuver through life and enjoy every experience and every interaction the best you can. And if it only lasts for a moment, you come back to it later, at least you have that glimpse of it, and then you know how to return to it. It doesn't mean that you won't have things that maybe test you or take you through emotional hurdles, but in the core of your existence, if you know that you love yourself, it makes it easier to heal and be compassionate for yourself and others. And then the last episode, we talked about alignment, aligning with our highest self, being in service, doing things that we love. This really helps us vibrate at our highest frequency, that if every day we can show up and say, how can I serve? And I was also speaking with an individual today, is, you know, oftentimes when we start to have our own awakening, we are really eager to teach. And to sit back and reflect, and part of this episode will help us with that, what your cosmic gift is, what is that alignment? And because you go through an awakening, sometimes the means to which you go through an awakening isn't necessarily the modality you're supposed to run with for the rest of your life. So I can give you an example. I came into this life already with a high aptitude and understanding of meditation is effortless for me. It's not something I needed to really learn. I already knew how to do it. And I also was effortless to help guide people there into meditation. So that would be a natural gift that I have and one that I can offer to people and authentically deliver to people. So as you align with self, really notice what your gifts are and what you can show up and give to people. And no matter what your discovery processes or the modality which you discover, yes, there are definitely things on the road when you discover yourself and fall back in love with yourself that you realize, oh, this is a piece of me and this is a piece of me. It's almost like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. And once you get to a final plateau for a respite after your journey, you can start to look at all the pieces and say, wow, how do I integrate these into my life? Or I've integrated this, this, and this. And it becomes suddenly really clear who you are and what you're supposed to deliver to the world. And understand that we're complex energy systems in the universe. So in the older paradigms, we've been led to believe maybe that we're just one thing. Maybe we're just a work in facilities management. Maybe we are an engineer. Maybe we're a school teacher. Maybe we are a boutique shop owner, whatever it might be. But understand that we're complex energetic systems, and to acknowledge that, and that all those faces of you have a place in your life. They may not all be in your career. They have a face in your life. So I always place in your life. I always, you know, describe myself as full spectrum. I'm a full spectrum being. Every one of you is. Understand what each spectrum of light represents for you and how you can vibrate that and hold that resonance for your life and all the people around you. So that's part of the alignment process. And the reason those four things kind of just give us a little bit of a map, what we need to maybe look at, where our inner work is, how we can remember to start loving and nourishing ourselves, and then noticing the things that will help bring us into alignment. So imagination, you might wonder, well, what's that going to do? So now that you have a little bit of a map, I'm going to encourage all of you just to put it off to the side for now. Just let those things rest, revisit them. But let's go into imagination. And this is a beautiful potential and opportunity for you to rediscover that part of you that so effortlessly was expressed as a child in this lifetime or others. The imagination is actually what creates our reality. When you imagine a new idea, when you imagine a new drawing, when you imagine the world a certain way, or you see it and then all of a sudden it sparks all these inspirations, that's how we start co-creating our reality. So while we needed to face and look at maybe some of our inner work, we also want to counterbalance that with bringing and infusing creative energy that will keep us forward moving, because we can get stuck looking at all the things that maybe aren't perfect within us. But if we don't counterbalance it, then we're going to be offset. So if any of you out there have spent years and years in therapy, no disrespect to that process. However, if there's no counterbalance of inspiration, forward movement, if you feel like you can't go anywhere until you master that, that's not going to serve. Yes, it will behoove you to master your inner work, your core lesson for this life or core lessons for this life. But at the same time, you need to bring joy into your life. Otherwise, you might feel like a train wreck. So we don't want that. We want to be on the train, cruising across the landscape, enjoying the view, enjoying the interactions, and not missing out on some of the most profound, beautiful experiences in our life. So tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to dive into why it's important to have imagination. I'm going to share a little story of you, of a witnessing story that I observed with my daughter and reminded of me when I was a child. And then and what that significance is in relation to imagination. And then also how to cultivate imagination. Then we're going to go through a guided imagery that will activate your pineal gland, your third eye, and lead us through imaginations. Then we'll bring it all back together. If you have any questions, feel free to call in at any time during this episode, 646-200-0069, or you can put up a question on the chat board. And again, the number is 646-200-0069 if you're listening live, or you can put a post question on the chat board. And if you're listening to this later, you can always email a question to me at s@suzannetoro.com. That's S-U-Z-A-N-N-E-T-O-R-O.com. So we are going to take a little jump. And for my love of music and the importance I feel it plays for all of us, I want you guys just to sit back and take some deep breaths. We're going to listen to a song by Anne Heaton, a soul sister for sure. This is from her last album. She has a new one coming out this April. I will be shining a light on it as soon as it's ready. And this song is called Jump. Part of us will all need to acknowledge at some point in time that we just have to let go. We have to jump. And it's really important to do that if we want to start imagining and creating, letting go. So just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just listen to her words and the music. It's beautiful. will jump. So are you ready? You want to jump? I'm an avid cliff jumper, so I'm ready. And I wanted to start by explaining the importance of imagination. As mentioned earlier, this is where we start to create our reality. So just for a moment, as you're in the resonance of Anne's beautiful voice, think about how much time you allow yourself to imagine during the day. Are you able to connect with your imagination? When's the last time you sat and allowed your mind to wander? And with that being said, what do you imagine? And what would you like to imagine for this world? Or are you so caught up in what's not right in the world by, and I put that in quotes, what's not right in the world, that you've forgotten to look around you and experience different perceptions and realities? One that you might remember, or if you haven't tried it, I would highly recommend it, is to lay in a field and look at the clouds. If there's an area where there are nice, beautiful, natural clouds, it's a great way to allow your imagination to roll as you perceive different things in the sky. The same goes with rock formations, trees. All these different things in nature can inspire and ignite our imagination because they take so many different shapes. And they give us the opportunity to think and look at things differently. Very important in creation process. Even in analytical thinking, it's really a valuable tool to be able to look at things in many different directions. You become a much more objective being and more open being if you can look at things from all directions. So this definitely applies to people that tend to have a more of a strength on the left brain with their masculine side of their body versus their right hemisphere, which is their feminine side of their body. It's a beautiful tool to bring in because it really will welcome in critical thinking, discernment, and knowing. So another reason why imagination is so important is that it leads to inspiration and innovation. So think, I've brought this up before, how many times you've been around people that are inspiring. For example, is the TED Talks. Many of you might be familiar with them. You might check them out. Those are innovative innovators, designers, scientists. It allows you to connect with things that are happening and thoughts that are occurring on this planet and new ideas that are being developed or things that already exist. That inspiration then gets embedded in your mind's eye, in your intellect, and in your heart and your soul. And it might inspire you to have a different conversation, to share, to all of a sudden understand something a little bit differently than you did before, or might help you with one aspect of your life. So the importance of this imagination is that it will inspire innovation and create inspiration. Ultimately, when we imagine and we begin to open up this idea of visualizing something that doesn't exist or seeing something maybe that can exist a couple ways, it starts to shape-shift our worldview. I ask you to check in right now. Is there something that you're so sure of that you're absolutely sure it could be no other way? And just whether it's a belief about something, whether it's that your car is blue and there's no way that it could be green, just anything you might imagine. And the car thing cracks me up because it reminds me of, we used to have an old Volkswagen bus. My parents, well, it was new, but it was a Volkswagen bus. And we still to this day have a debate about what color it was. So whether it was orange or whether it was yellow. So we all have our own perceptions, and not that one is right or wrong, but it's just our perception. So to understand that once we open up our imagination, it can shift our worldview, and we start to think and explore, and the exploration can lead us to a better understanding of ourselves and the world around us. if we're willing to go down these paths, you'll be surprised that maybe over here you believed in X, Y, Z, and then once you get over here, now you're just believing in ABC, or that feels of a greater resonance. And this is how we come in alignment. This is how we become connected to that highest self. So I have no problem exploring and really diving into a body of information and learning its truths and then learning the fallacies within it. And then if I need to, moving on. It's okay to go through the exploration and own something, and then maybe you need to release it so you can continue to change and evolve. So earlier I mentioned that I was going to share a story of the elementals, and I might have mentioned this before, and I apologize if it's a repeat. However, it was a beautiful reminder of me as a child. My friend and I, we used to always play imaginary. We used to go outside and play with the trees and climb on them and create all these scenarios. We created almost like our own little TV series or movie through dance, song, different locations. We had great imaginations. We didn't have all those games and TV. I never really could relate to those. We did eventually have some of those things, but really I more than not loved just being outside with my friend, and we'd ride bikes and explore. This past holiday I was visiting my family in Arizona, and we were all taking a hike, and my daughter, all of a sudden the elemental realm just popped up to her, and all of a sudden she was connected to this land like it was the Smurfs, and the elementals were speaking to her and the ground, and she wanted to go to different areas and was having this beautiful dialogue the entire time home on the hike. That inspiration is so valuable. And just again this weekend she was out with one of her little girlfriends, and they got completely immersed in their imaginary land, and just such a great remembrance of what I used to do with my friend Marissa growing up, is we would have such deep immersion in imagination that we would become these characters. We would create these characters around us. That leads to creative thinking and allows you to have a more expansive, non-attached experience with life, and allows you to be, like I said, that highest self. And so if you can right now write down, A, do you imagine? Yes or no. B, when's the last time you imagined something? Just let yourself daydream. Or maybe you're trying to problem solve and kind of imagine some funny solutions. Humor is a huge one. Do you have a sense of humor with that which you need to bring innovation in and imagination? Are you so attached to it? Do you feel like you need to control it that you can't bring in a sense of humor? You know, part of my work is with death and birth, as I call it, with transition. And, you know, that's a serious subject on some level, but also, you know, I can find humor and allow myself to keep diving deeper and deeper into that body and my awareness with it, and allow my imagination to continue to explore that which is part of my life purpose in this dimension and others. So understand that when we imagine, we can go deeper and deeper into what is that purpose, or one of those facets of our purpose. So take a walk on the wild side, and if you're a singer and songwriter, maybe explore writing in a different genre. If you're a poet, maybe explore different poets' work and try to see if you can have an expression that way. If you're an artist, maybe if you do realism, maybe you want to express yourself in abstract or multimedia. Just allowing yourself to imagine what it would be like and what you would do and what the story would be. Now, that brings up a great way to a simple way, and we'll lead into a couple options of how to cultivate imagination. And a simple way to cultivate imagination is to start with storytelling. If you have children, great way, instead of reading a book, this is a native tradition, is just to tell a story. Let your mind run and start creating characters and have fun with your kids with it. I remember driving through Spain and being in the back of a van because we were with another family, and just telling the kids funny stories and making up little funny poetry. And those memories stick with them because these characters come to life. So a really simple bridge for all of us is maybe do a little storytelling and see what stories you tell, what comes to mind. That will give you some indicators of what your soul yearns for. So some of you might want to know, well, how could I cultivate imagination in my life? You might realize through this conversation that you're so busy going to and fro, one thing to the next and the next and the next, that you do not take time just enjoy a cup of tea or sit and have a dialogue with a friend. And maybe your dialogues with your family and friends is more about complaining, judgment, or explaining how much stuff you have to do, that you forget just to maybe have some dialogue. Maybe you look at a painting on a wall and say, what do you think? What do you think the expression was? And allow yourself to go into some fun, just conversation. I was recently with a group of people and a tea master, and one afternoon we got really silly and enjoying the tea. And it was just fun just to be so open and allow everyone to be their own expression and share what they were receiving from the tea. It was a beautiful, beautiful way to commune with each other and have it be actually the most, I think, authentic, raw conversation that you could have with a group of people, because we all were just, this is where we were at and what we were experiencing. So I encourage you to dive into dialogue, and that'll lead in how do we cultivate this. So one, connect with inspiring people. I've mentioned this before. Communicate. That will lead to inspiration and cultivate your imagination. Two, nature. Nature is this beautiful, beautiful place that shows us the possibilities with our imagination. Look at the sea, look at the fish, wildlife, flowers. It's absolutely incredible. Butterflies. It is mind-boggling at the things that are possible on this planet. It really is. And then look at how that translates to media, even to multimedia or animation. Really, there's endless possibilities for our imagination and what could come out of it, the creation. The next thing, way to cultivate our imagination, is food. And the reason I say that, if your food is pretty simple diet, that's great. I eat a pretty simple diet. But every once in a while, even if it's simple, maybe enjoying the idea of what you want to eat, what's going to really have the highest resonance with your body. I can have the most amazing, luscious experience with an avocado. And it really can just connect me to an aspect of myself. It's very similar to that tea experience. If you really take the time to cultivate a relationship with your food, it will activate your imagination and your receptors to this living, breathing organism that we walk on, live on, sleep on, and eat on. The next one, four, is music. We are harmonics. We are a frequency on this planet. We have a resonance with the earth and the sun. Music can, one, allow us to activate our imagination, our mind's eye, our third eye, because just as we heard earlier, and I'll play another song at the end, that when you hear a song, you start to visualize things. It connects and reminds you of other things. So think about how you might be able to introduce music in your life and explore music and different artists. What music leads to, number five, is art. Really, all art expressions are a beautiful opportunity to cultivate conversation, connect with like-minded people, and to create inspiration and allow your imagination to run wild. You might see something and go, wow, I could have created this way or that way. When I was in architecture school, that is how we oftentimes relied on getting new ideas and concepts for our next creation, our next design. We needed to be inspired by sacred geometries or poetry or influences or patterns or different creators. All of that would let our imagination become activated so we can continue to create. The next one is interests. Anything that interests you, if it's news, if it's finance, whatever it might be, this will actually activate your imagination. It will allow you to start thinking, bring in, like I said, that critical thinking, but also the imaginative thinking. And if you take action within those interests, that will also inspire you, because you'll be connecting with the activity, with people, and you'll be engaging in conversation. And number 7 is silence. Silence is this beautiful, beautiful way for you to connect with yourself and your inner creativity. When we get silent and our mind becomes empty, we open ourselves to the possibility, to the nothingness, the awe-ness, where everything exists. So that's why I always encourage you all, if you're inspired, to take some time to be with self. And again, that goes back to that self-love. So those are some 7 simple ways, plus storytelling, to cultivate imagination and inspiration. So as mentioned, inspiring people, communication, nature, food, music, art in all forms, silence, and your interests, bringing your interests into your life. So right now, I want to take us through a short meditation imagery to activate that third eye. And then we'll do a brief recap. If you have any questions, feel free, like I said, to put them in on the chat board, or you can call in at 646-200-0069. And you can press 1, I believe, if you want to ask a question about imagination, or if you want to share something. So right now, just take a deep breath and close your eyes, breathing in and out. And just connect to your solar plexus. Again, this is where your value, your self-worth are. Taking a deep breath in and out, a baby breath, breathing in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. One more time, deep breath in and out. Now bringing the energy up to the heart center. In and out. Good. And now from the heart, I just want you to send this energy and your breath all the way up to the third eye, the mind's eye. And with the breath, I just want you to imagine it to loop from the third eye down to your womb and then back up to your heart through the solar plexus, through the throat. So just creating this little circuit, womb, out and around, or up and out and around and back to the womb. When you get to the mind's eye, I want you to take a deep inhalation and then exhale. Just find your rhythm. Deep breath in and out. And deep breath in and out. Good. And then I want you to connect with your third eye. Just exploring out into the universe, into the sky, and allow your mind to wander. And in the mind's eye, just allow the landscape to resurrect all around you. And just see what appears. What appears around you? Is it an interior ecosystem or is it an exterior ecosystem? Just let the floor and the walls and the landscape appear. Mm-hmm. Imagine something that you want to create in your world, something you want to bring into your world. What might that be? Opening the mind. Just as you begin to imagine what you want to create in the world and how you would like the world to be, what does it look like? Continue to imagine that which you want to create. Just bring in the resonance of water around you and around that creation. Allow it to extend out and beyond the creation or the world that you want to see, and feel the warmth and the energy of that water, very much like the womb, seeding that creation. And also feeding and nourishing that which you're imagining. And right there, as you feed it with water, see if you can let the ideas and concepts that are coming to your mind like expand beyond what you're seeing. Push the envelope a little. Imagine yourself just like pushing down the stage set and another one resurrecting. See if you can bring into your mind's eye something different from what you've already imagined. Move to the next scene. And as that next scene rises up around you, notice what stands out. Gently just bringing your awareness back to that heart center, noticing and bringing with you the treasures of your creation in this moment in time, giving gratitude for the gift and the medicine of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
deep breaths in and out. Good. And then just release the awareness, activating the hands and the feet, opening the eyes and looking around you. And as you come back to our conversation, allow yourself just to be gentle and still in the moment, but just recognizing what came to your mind's eye during the process, where the mind went, if there was chatter. But notice where you instantly want it to create at and what elements really spoke to you. If you have a pen and paper, feel free to write it down or you can write about it later. So imagination can guide us to self-love because what it does is it takes us out of our everyday rituals. It takes us out of our habits and our patterns. It provides an escape. But that escape serves a purpose because it feeds our soul. So remembering that the imagination is a huge key to continuation, it actually feeds change and evolution, involution, whatever you want to refer to it about as, and it creates the next. When we are willing and open to expand ourselves, that tells our soul we're ready. We're ready to, A, love ourselves and others. And we show up really inspired. Oh, so today we've covered a lot. And again, everything, the map we created in the last four episodes has been really important. And today, just covering and cultivating and exploring what it would be like to live every day with having a little respite for imagining things, playing imaginary. Last night I saw my son sitting down on the floor and playing with Legos, and he hasn't done that in a long time. It really made me happy. It made me happy seeing him play with the characters and create scenes and situations. So if you have some blocks handy or some little characters, or if you're good at seeing beyond what's perceived in this third dimension, take a walk. Walk with whatever crosses your path and let the mind roll. So one question I had from an individual was that they wanted to know how they were to fit all these things into their life because their life is so busy. And as I mentioned, we're complex individuals, and to counterbalance that, simplicity helps, and providing ourselves with the time to do the things that will actually feed our soul will allow us to show up more efficiently with more enthusiasm and love in our heart. So my answer to her question is, how do we make time for all this? Well, we need to start omitting things that feel like a chore that we have to. To take time every day in the morning and night to be still and really check in with what you have to do. And rather than getting overwhelmed by the amount of tasks you have in a day, give yourself permission that if something does not get completed, it's okay. And as we move into this period and have the opportunity to start to embrace and understand what instant manifestation is, we will become more and more aware that we might have expectations in a given day, but if we allow our imagination and our inspiration and our heart to guide us, that we'll open up ourselves to a more fluid way of moving through life. And that's why it's important to remember not to be too attached to how we would like a day to go or how many things we'd like to get done. So if you're too busy, start omitting and then carve out small amount of time for meditation, reflection, imagination. You need a break. Go outside and just stare at the sky, look at the sun, go stare at the stars and just imagine away. So that is how we can make time for all these things. Another question that was asked for me is that how do I even explore imagination if I'm not happy right now? And that's a big one. If you're suffering from depression or you're going through a big transition right now, sometimes you have to be in just balancing mode. You need to stop and just appreciate the small stuff. Definitely remove anything from your life that is causing you stress. If it's not possible, if it's something you have to work through, or, you know, it's something that's right there with you, then start to try to make peace with what you're going through. Understand that you're going to have to walk through that passage. You can kick and scream, or you can do it still. You have to decide. It takes a lot of energy to be in anxiety. It takes a lot of energy to be in stress. It takes a lot of energy to be in anger. So that's where the humor comes in and imagination comes in, because you have to start to see it differently. You have to see the situation like, oh my gosh, this is actually so absurd. And you start to chuckle at yourself. I remember walking through the woods, and I'd actually been in solitude for a couple days, like 3 or 4 days writing. And I just finally left the house and went to the woods, and I found all these beautiful trees, and I just started to see the stage and feel myself participate in this beautiful play. And by the end of my whole exploration in my mind's eye, I was still in silence, so I didn't say anything. I found this beautiful flower, and I asked if I could pick it. I put it in my hair, and then I found this magnificent mushroom, and I asked if I could pick it. And I was so happy and just wandering, and I don't even know. I just felt just like I was floating back to where I was staying, and these people crossed by, and I just realized that I might have looked kind of silly, but I didn't care, because I have this big mushroom in one hand and a big giant flower in my hair, and these, I don't know, even know what I was wearing, but oh, a hat and all this stuff. So I just was enjoying myself. I felt like that little girl that was playing in the woods once more. So afford yourself those little moments. They really feed your soul. And to close tonight, we're just going to listen to a song. One thing I mentioned that does cultivate our imagination is nature. Nature is our greatest teacher on this planet. All the wisdom is in the food we eat, the mountains, the earth, the flowers. Everything's right there. It's not artificial. That's what feeds us to create, to innovate, and activates our mind's eye, our third eye. And the one thing, remember, with our imagination, when we're activating our imagination, we're activating our intuition center. Not only does this give us information to give and receive, but it also connects us with a knowing, a discernment. And it's really important that we tune into where we're supposed to be and discern who we're supposed to interact with in every given moment and where we're to put our energy. Our energy is precious. Be mindful with where we put it and how we deliver it. This was a song that was just in a recent interview with Francis Delvecchia, and it's called Earth Prayer. I'm really encouraging everyone to take time to commune with Mother Earth if you're inspired. Start playing imagination with her. Tell her what kind of world you want to live in. Tell her what you no longer want to see. Take your imagination and imagine the world that you want it to be. No longer say that it can't be this way or that way. Yes, it's overwhelming sometimes, but let's start imagining together what this could be on this planet. Earth is very powerful. Pachamama is very powerful. And we have the opportunity to create anything we want. So sit back, take a deep breath, and then after the song, we'll just take a deep bow and sail away into the night, into our dreams. This is Earth Prayer.
We are the is our home. And when you call our name, your ancient wisdom awakens our own. The time is now to go beyond what has been, what is to come cannot be known. I'm sorry, forgive me, offer this healing. I love you and thank you, amen. I'm sorry, forgive me, an open heart I bring. I love you and thank you, amen. We have a choice to walk in a good way, make new decisions, pray for peace within a soul. We can find strength together. We
Great Spirit, creator of all things, of the west and the thunder, of the east and the sun, in the north the shining elder, and the south our mother's womb, to those above and below us, to the seen and unseen, those who have walked before and after, we ask your assistance to live simply. Please forgive us, for we know not what we do. We thank you for all you help us do.
That was Earth Prayer by Inave, and I want to thank you all for joining us tonight, coming together, and to take the time to do this inner work. Right now is the time to do it. If you were ever going to do it in this lifetime, I can let you know that there are great rewards in aligning with self in the moment in space as our perception of time is shifting. Take a moment this evening, if you can, to reflect on imagination and where it could take you. Take a moment to be silent with self. Remember to nourish self, to love self, and explore opening that heart center. If you have any questions or if you want to dive deeper within self and want some help or guidance, please feel free to reach out to me. You can email me at s@suzannetoro.com. Again, that's s@suzannetoro.com. Ultimately, you will be doing the work, but it can help sometimes to have a guide or a sounding board. If you have any ideas or inspirations or thoughts you want to share, please share them at that email too. Next week, we'll be diving a little bit deeper into a concept called giving and receiving. So that will couple with imagination, and that goes back to aligning to our highest self, which we talked about. We're just going to play with it a little bit and have a little fun with it too. So I hope you'll tune in. And until next time, I bow to all of you that are taking the time and give you a soft, soft gaze, a big, full heart of love, deep, deep love for all beings in the universe, and wish you a beautiful passage until the next. Enjoy the next moment. Until then, namaste.